This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Cities outside the immediate Texas flood zones are preparing to take in more refugees. San Antonio is getting ready. Dallas is converting the convention center there into a massive shelter. Which brings us to a story today about compassion. Cities, even companies. Glynis Board of the public media collaborative Ohio Valley Resource has this report.
An ice pop factory here in Wheeling, West Virginia, called Ziegenfelder Company, has recently embraced hiring practices that ignore felony status and addiction history. CEO Lisa Allen says about 20% of her employees have some sort of legal or drug history, unsurprising numbers, given the ongoing opioid epidemic. But Allen doesn't consider that background important hiring information.
What's relevant is behavior, commitment, values, hard work, helping each other, those kinds of things. You do that, you're welcome here.
Allen's company joins a number of organizations that see compassion as an important business strategy.
We have an opportunity to help people change their behaviors by providing a job.
Dr. James Doty is a professor of neurosurgery at Stanford University and a champion of this approach. He's vice chair of the Charter for Compassion, an organization that calls for government and businesses to make decisions through the lens of compassion. He says his research shows in the workplace this can lead to fewer sick days and more productive people.
What we have found is that when you are feeling as if others love you or care for you, then your physiology works at its best.
Louisville, Kentucky is one of more than 80 U.S. cities to sign the Compassion Charter. Louisville's mayor, Greg Fisher, is a former business owner and a strong advocate.
If people don't feel like they're interconnected and interdependent, and if people are not being invested in their human potential, you're not going to optimize your company, and you're certainly not going to optimize your city.
The city has pulled together what it calls a compassion index to measure things like access to affordable housing and transportation. By some measures, Fisher says compassion's become more evident since the city signed the charter in 2011. By others, he says it's still lagging. In West Virginia, I'm Glynis Board for Marketplace.